If you could change anything about your life, what would it be? Would you get a better job, be in better shape, have more time for friends and family? Doing what works can help. We talk with experts on everything from managing your money to getting over a scrap with your sweetheart. We're your guide to a better life. Now, here's your host for Doing What Works, Maureen Anderson.
In our ongoing quest to show you a myriad of ways to take care of your health, maybe a little bit better than you already are, we're going to introduce you to an expert on holistic health today. Daryl Anderson, my husband and producer, and I don't watch much television, but Daryl, you've heard of NYPD Blue.
Oh, yes. That was back in the days when I actually did watch television once in a while.
Did you catch that show?
Not very much, no.
Well, Bill Quaitman consulted as a health coach on that series.
Oh, really? So he's an old guy too then, huh?
Bill's been studying holistic health and natural medicine for almost 40 years, I guess. Yeah, that makes him of a certain age.
Yeah.
And he's worked with some of the most progressive people in that field for the past 15 years. We're going to talk with him about hair analysis testing. And one of the reasons is his wife, Amy Gibson, joined us on the show a while back to talk about alopecia. Welcome to the program, Bill.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. What got you interested in holistic health way back when?
My father had a massive heart attack at 48 years old.
Oh.
And then he had cancer at 54 and died. And his father, my grandfather, who I never met, also died at 54 of heart disease. So at one point, and I remember the day, it was like, wow, a light went on, an explosion. I thought to myself, I need to know something that I don't know.
What had you been doing for a living to that point? Or were you still in school?
Oh, it was in college. One day in college. I think it was a psychology class. I was just ruminating, you might say, thinking about things. That's what you have people do on your show, Maureen.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, I need to know something I don't know so that I can live a long, joyful, healthy, active life instead of dying young like my father and my grandfather. I mean, that's not so far out, right?
Do you mind telling us how old you are now?
I am now 69 and a half.
Okay, so you are way past...
Way past the barrier. No, I'm on my way to 120 plus. The guys that I hang out with are space cadets.
Was it a big deal to surpass the ages that your dad and grandfather died?
No, and I'll tell you why. I studied with a professor of psychiatry from Northwestern University, Dr. Bruce Boyd, for 32 years. And one of the things he said in his sage way was, forget about the numbers and concentrate on what's important.
Mm. Did you know when you made this decision to learn about how to be healthy that this was going to be your life's work?
No. I was a songwriter and a recording artist, and I was having a grand old time as a rock and roll guy. And I was just tired of getting pneumonia-like colds at least twice a year and going down for a week at a time. So I started into it gradually, but after a while, I started a publishing company, and I wrote a book about step families because that's what I have been doing. And I wrote it with my daughter, India. And then I met a doctor in the field of orthomolecular medicine, which is the right most important molecules, which are nutrients, and got into making a book with him. And publishing and promoting and getting into this whole field, which was ultimately fascinating for me because one of the doctors that we came across was from Canada, and he created a nutritional product that was reversing HIV positive.
Really?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
It was based on simple, basic nutrients, selenium, cysteine, glutathione, and he had created a formula in which they had, under the radar, done some testing through a church hospital in Africa, and people that were in hospice were going home after about 3 months.
How exciting.
It was exciting. It was crazy, and it was wild. We ran straight into the difficulties with the conventional medical community and the people that run that show, the FDA and so forth and so forth. So they got a lot of resistance, and it was one of those wild stories that you see, like the vaccines and all the other ones, and Brzezinski in Texas, and doctors that are really getting incredible results using natural medicine, sometimes in mild combination with chemotherapy in Brzezinski's case. But it was one of those things, and it never got anywhere, and then the doctor died. And these things take a lot of effort to get to people, which is why you are on the radio and why Advanced BioCell talks to people about how to think about taking care of themselves.
Well, that's interesting you would say that, because I feel like I am, it seems weird to say, because I don't have a degree in nutrition or a medical degree or anything like that, but I
Me
feel
neither.
Like I was ahead of the curve when it came to nutrition being the key to everything. Mm-hmm. And it's only been recently that doctors will come on this show and admit just how wide-ranging good nutrition is to health. It's been linked to everything from, what, Alzheimer's now, they're saying?
Every chronic illness and disease, every one of them is a degenerative disease. And the degenerative nature of the disease is toxins and pollutants that help accelerate and create malnutrition.
Why did traditional medicine not go near this for as long as they did?
Money.
I don't understand.
Pharmaceuticals. You know the story, don't you? The Rockefellers invested in the pharmaceutical cartel way back in the 30s, and they were currently at that time funding all the medical schools in the United States, about 120 of them, and these were all homeopathic medical schools. Doctors went to school to learn about the physiology and the structure of the human body, and at the end of their education, they treated people with...
drugs.
Food. No, originally with food and with nutrients. And then the Rockefellers invested in the pharmaceutical cartel and went back to the medical schools and said, we will continue to fund you if you change your educational system to treating people with pharmaceutical drugs at the end of your education instead of food.
It makes me sad to believe that.
Well, it doesn't have to make you sad, really, but you can read all about it because it's true.
Well, it does remind me of a conversation I had with a pharmaceutical salesperson a few years ago, something to the effect that, you know, it's not good for her livelihood the more awakened people are to the benefits of all the things your mother told you to do when you were little, you know, eat more vegetables and so on.
Sure. Well, that gets to be another story and another conversation, which is, well, yeah, I suppose you could call conscious career or conscious lifestyle.
Sure.
You know, okay, so I want to sell crack to 16-year-olds.
Right.
Because I can make a good living at it. I you know,
yes.
I have contacts at the schools, and what the heck, you know, that a lot of kids want crack. It's not my choice.
Tell us how Advanced BioCell came to be.
Well, I have been fortunate enough to be really curious, you know, and I have been blessed and honored to have been able to study with and work with some of the finest natural medicine doctors in the world. Dr. Boyd is one of them. Dr. Rex Wilson is a naturopath who has been medical nutrition director for Advanced BioCell for over 20 years. He now practices at one of the state-of-the-art anti-aging clinics in the world in Bangkok. And Dr. Roy Dittman, who is a perinatal specialist who's delivered the healthiest, smartest babies for over 30 years, working with the parents before they get pregnant. This is not brain science. And making sure, you know, that the mom is fertile and the dad is virile and the like when they get pregnant, and passing it through so that you have healthy babies. And there's no vaccines really required, and there's no autism, and there's, you know, bright-eyed kids that have a chance at making it because they know something that they didn't know before they got into it. They learned. They stopped guessing about it. So Dr. Steve Warren is a medical doctor from Utah who's part of our group, and he does stem cell treatments and peptide treatments and IV vitamin drips, and we operate out of my close friend Dr. Jeffrey James' clinic, who is a chiropractic neurologist, and he's a expert and a master in the field of spinal decompression, which is a non-surgical pain relief for people with back pain and neck pain and the like. So as I got further into the field of understanding and reading and studying with and working with, it became clear that, you know, all of us have a whole entire universe to ourselves of how do we be well. So, yeah, I want to ask yourself the question is, what does health look like? That's what we want to say. You know, what does health look like? What does that mean? What do you do? And that's so those are the questions that Advanced BioCell helps people come to learn about and know about that even exist and get really state-of-the-art answers for.
What does health look like is something I think we should talk about when we come back from a commercial break. Daryl, I think now would be the time in the program where someone like you would give out a disclaimer when it comes to any advice that you're hearing on the program, airtight though it is. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. You gave me a lot of time to dig that out. No, we'll make it a generic disclaimer,
please,
I guess. That,
please.
That, you know, the purpose of the show is not to dispense medical advice. We are here for informational purposes, and I suppose you have to include the word entertainment purposes, but if you do have questions about this, you can follow up with your health professional of your choice and go from there.
Please follow up with your health professional. But meanwhile, if you want more to tickle your imagination, we'll be right back with that on Doing What Works. Welcome back to Doing What Works. I once heard happiness described as health plus freedom. I want to say Dilbert creator Scott Adams said that. I can't be sure I'm quoting him correctly. But Bill Quaitman from Advanced BioCell is joining us on the show today, and he posed a question that, Bill, I've never heard posed before, and I find that incredible. But what does health look like? I always think of health as the absence of health problems.
Well, that's one aspect for sure. The absence of it's the absence of something, and it's the presence of something. That's what anything is, right? What it's like for what we recommend is it's what you do eat and what you don't eat that's going to help you feel better. Most importantly, what health means and what health looks like, I believe, for most people, is being active, being able to move well, and to be have energy. And, you know, if you're sick, what does that mean? You're bedridden?
Yes.
Or if you hurt your leg or your arm, you're immobilized somehow?
And the lifestyle that so many of us lead is, I don't want to say chained to a chair, but another doctor made the point that when you're sitting in your chair all day long, you almost experience the same problem that astronauts do, right? You almost have to retrain yourself how to walk.
Well, people have no idea. See, that's where we start. We believe that people have no idea what is really causing all the difficulties everybody, so many people have. And that's the point we start at, which is one of the things you hear lately is sitting is the new smoking.
Yes. Why?
Right? Why? Same thing. TV, people that watch too much TV have a higher risk of heart attack because the body was made to have motion. So if you're living the life that we live, see, we used to go around looking for berries and nuts and seeds and whatever we could catch that was running across the ground to eat. So we were, you know, active. That's how we got to be who we are. And then our modern conveniences made it so we can sit around and be, you know, potatoes. You know, we can chill out, as they say, right? And so that's not good for the body. It's because not enough people are active enough. And then there are all these other influences that come into play, like, do you like who you live with? Is your boss a good guy or a bad guy? Do you like what you do? I mean, you know, there's a lot of influences that are so subtle. You know, we get over, like, you know, a million bits of information coming in at us a second. And our brain, our conscious brain, can only process 40. Can I repeat that?
Please.
We are in the midst of over a million bits of information every second, and our brains can only process 40 bits of information per second. So we don't know what's going on, and we think we do. That's the point of our kind of conversation. So when it comes to health and wellness, sure, you know, if you look into it for a minute, you'll see that being active and being energetic and being alive and doing what lights you up are at the core of being healthy and well. Aside from the foods that you eat or avoid, aside from the mandatory supplements that need to be taken in this day and age, aside from how you want to clean the air in your bedroom, at least when you sleep, you know, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff.
I think the challenge becomes, how do you find the person to help you filter all that information?
Exactly. That's exactly. Well, that's the core, the heart, and the soul of Advanced BioCell. This is what, you know, I was doing it for myself as we started the show talking. For me, I wanted to know, okay, what do I do for me that's best today? That's what Dr. Boyd said was the healthy ego question, which is, what can you talk to yourself about that's going to benefit you? Well, then I can talk to myself. I mean, you know, we all talk to ourselves all day long, every day. Trouble is, about 100,000 thoughts that we have, 70,000 of them are the same ones. Oh, wow. So anyway, the point is, what can I do that's best for me today means what? I can drink a lot of water. I can laugh a lot. I can get 6 to 8 hugs. You know, I can do some exercising. I can take some supplements. I can read some books. I can help some people out. I can earn some money. I can meditate. I mean, you know, I don't know. What does it mean to you?
Well, it means we need to take a commercial break. But when we come back, I want to ask Bill Quaitman from Advanced BioCell, what is the first change he made when he started out on this quest? What other changes that inspired, and how you can capture some of that momentum? This is Doing What Works.
We have the best radio stations bringing you Doing What Works every week, like Global 99.5 in Nassau and Paradise Island, the Bahamas.
Welcome back to Doing What Works. When I started running, someone told me that I would soon be eating better and doing all kinds of other things that were good for me, because just that one decision to be a runner would start this cascade of other healthy habits. I didn't find that to be true. I found myself craving a donut even more because, doggone it, I had earned it. I don't think Bill Quaitman had a similar experience. Bill, when you decided to live a healthier lifestyle, it sounds like it was more linear than my path was.
I don't know. You know, I think everybody has their own path, and that's the most important thing. I'm no detective. Advanced BioCell is no agency that's going to be tracking people. We're here to help.
Okay.
That's all. And so what we can do is give people the information. People say, you know, well, what do I do to feel good and to look good and to have the energy and to, you know, not feel so terrible? And I say, well, I can direct you to all that information. I can give you all kinds of supplements that were going to really be beneficial for you. That's not the issue. The issue is, what are you going to do with that information? That's what you do. That's what you see every day. So that's why a hair tissue mineral analysis, for example, like we were talking about, matters, because people can see on a page in a report what exactly the 37 crucial mineral levels in their body that determine the core foundational health experience they're having and how you can change it from there means to them. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. And how did you get into hair analysis?
Well, like I say, I had started a publishing company to be a parenting expert. Will Rogers style. I was going to sing songs and tell stories because I don't have a degree, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and, it, you know, I'm good at that. I'm a good entertainer. And Daryl was right. That's part of what we do here is entertainment. My friend Steve Warren, who's a medical director, says, you know, he's been in the business for many, many years. This wonderful natural medicine doctor says that, you know, medicine is half entertainment, half retail. So, you know, there's people that complain. There's people that want to know a lot of good stuff, that want to buy a really good relationship with somebody, that want to find advice that they can get. I mean, it's a very interesting aspect. But the truth is, it just all comes down to people willing to participate in their own health creation.
Well, when Amy Gibson told us on the show just how much you could learn from a hair analysis test, I was eager to have one. And by way of disclosing, Amy sent me one of those kits. And I think you have in your hands the results of that test. Now, I want to say a couple of things. One, I didn't look at it very closely. I quickly became overwhelmed. And two, I went at this test maybe a little bit differently than a lot of people do, Bill. I changed my diet so thoroughly 8 years ago and have always been a consistent runner and weightlifter and so on. I didn't feel like my health was lacking in really any way. So I didn't take this test so much as to be diagnosed as to be reassured that I was perfect.
Uh-huh, yeah, sure.
And from what I can tell, I'm not perfect. So I guess I'll let you take it away. I'll pull up the screen here and realizing nobody else has that, and this is the radio, so we're going to have to be creative in terms of communications
here.
Yeah,
sure. I'll do my best to do that. You know, this report is a simple and plain snapshot indication of a person's metabolic function at a given point in time.
All right.
So what that means is metabolic function. Let's start there. It sounds fancy and dancy, and we've all heard it, and we say, oh, yeah, I know what that means. But what it really means is how well or how poorly each person's body takes nutrients from foods or supplements that you take, holds on to them, and uses them.
Okay.
That's what metabolic function means. If you can't hold on to the nutrients that you eat, you can't use them. If you can't use them, your body starts drifting. Now, you may not feel it today, but based on what we see in this report, it gives us an indication of what you've been doing and what will likely be happening if there is no change from what you are doing.
Is this
making simple sense?
It is. Now, if somebody's taking in the right nutrients, but they're not able to use them, why would that be?
That would be for any number of different reasons. Too much sugar, not enough protein, not enough hydrochloric acid. Hydrochloric acid, it metabolizes protein. And if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid, which many, many people do not, and it shows up here, they can't hold on to the protein that they eat. So you could, you know, be taking in a lot of good protein, good quality protein on a daily basis, but not absorbing it, which is the name of the game, because your body doesn't have what it needs to do that.
Is hydrochloric acid salt?
No. Hydrochloric, that's chloride.
Okay.
sodium chloride.
Okay.
Sodium chloride, right.
Oh, I just revealed
hydrochloric acid would be in your stomach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it is, yes. You know, could be dietary factors. Some people might be taking too much sugar. It could be endocrine function, low thyroid. In this case, for example, your metabolism is showing that it's parasympathetic dominant. What does that mean? What we see, for the people listening, is that we see bars on a graph, and you can see these things, an example, at advancedbiocell.com. I invite you to go there and have a look around.
Sure.
And what it tells us is the measurements of these nutrients, these minerals, and where they're at. Some are too low, some are too high, some are okay. And there's a zone in the middle of the graph that is what we call the optimum level. So that the thing I like about the hair testing is it tells us where we're off and where we need to go.
All right.
It's very specific about nutrient intake. So if we're not getting what we need, then we can identify it and then take action on that. For example, in this case, you're very low in potassium. Now, potassium is what they call an activating mineral. Everything in the universe is made of minerals. Minerals are mind elements. Elements are on the chemistry chart. Calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, copper, zinc. High blood pressure is a bad relationship between copper and zinc. So is high cholesterol. So in this case, potassium is low on your chart, and that is an energizing mineral. So that means we want to bump up your potassium some. Your copper is a little high. It's not too bad, but it wants to come down some. So we can tell exactly where we want to go. Your manganese, which has a lot to do with blood sugar regulation, wants to be higher. It's on the it's very high end of low. Your molybdenum, which is not a big to-do, but there's we're missing a lot of trace elements. The germanium, which is can be very beneficial for cancer prevention, is negligible. We have no bismuth. We have no lithium, which has to do with some of the brain chemistry stuff that we'll experience. There's no platinum. There's no thallium. So there's a great mineral imbalance that we're seeing. Now, it's not that you're feeling bad, but it's that this type of pattern, if it stayed in place over the course of a little more time, we'll just start to say, oh, gosh, I feel a little this. Oh, gosh, I feel a little that. And then at some point, people say, oh, gal, you know, all of a sudden, but it wasn't all of a sudden.
Mm. All right, we better take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you why the potassium business surprises me. I don't think Bill will be surprised. This is Doing What Works.
You have questions? We have answers on Doing What Works.
You're listening to Doing What Works. Our guest today is Bill Quaitman. He's from Advanced BioCell. You can go to advancedbiocell.com. I took a hair analysis test that was provided to me by the folks at Advanced BioCell. And we are talking about that on the show today. One of the things Bill shared before the break was how low in potassium I am. And Bill, that surprises me because I eat more bananas than any monkey I've ever heard of. Now, I know there's a lot more to it than that.
There is.
But if I ate more banana, I mean, it would just be a problem if I had more.
It's a problem that you're eating any now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Potassium is you know, on the low end, A in the banana, too, and the sugar is so far off the charts. If you're eating a lot of banana, that's part of what the problem is, because it's in your report, it's showing up that you're showing indications of candidiasis, candida.
What is that?
Candida is a predisposal to yeast or fungal manifestation. Brownish discoloration with thickening or grooving of the nails, eczema-like skin conditions, abdominal bloating, fatigue, inflammation of the nail bed, vaginal discharge. It doesn't mean you have them. It means it could be coming. But that's what it's showing. It's indicating that. How does that happen? Well, the low thyroid activity that shows up, low thyroid, you might be low in zinc. You may be low in iron. Stress is a factor. Too much copper. Let's see. If you're copper.
All right. I've got to interrupt you. I don't have to, but I want to.
Excess copper has a factor.
Yeah, when Oprah... I don't know if freaked out is the term, but when Oprah was worried about her thyroid however many years ago, I started worrying about mine. Not that I looked to Oprah for health advice or anything, but I got mine tested fairly recently and everything was great. I mean, there were no thyroid problems whatsoever. And why the discrepancy here, would you guess?
Well, because I think I have a very dear friend who's one of the best thyroid doctors in the world. She's a wonderful psychiatrist, Dr. Susie Shooter, who's been in part of our network for a while, and she's not only a hormone balancing specialist, she's a reverse aging hormone specialist. She will tell you over and over, she doesn't treat to the lab, she treats to the patients. So, yes, you might have good labs, or you might have labs that wouldn't indicate there was an issue, but when she sits with a person and has a physical examination, she can see things that a lab doesn't see.
Like?
And there's these nutritional influencing factors that it all combines with the stress and the pollutants and the toxins and the continuing malnutrition that occurs. It's not that anybody's a bad person. It's just that, you know, you didn't know.
What kinds, would you please give me an example of something she can see by sitting with the person when the lab looks fine?
Some of it has to do with bags under the eyes. Some of it has to do with hair off the eyebrows. Some of it has to do with elbow skin that would be rough or sagging. I think she looks at certain kind of colorations in other places. Those are some of the simple and basic places I know about.
So back to the bananas. Bananas,
yeah,
are bad because?
Well, high sugar intake is just, you know, and the basic really way to eat, which doesn't impact your nutritional values the way you imagine they do, but the good way to go is paleo, really, as far as we're concerned. Doesn't mean, again, like you say, that you take our advice or anything. This is just our conversation.
Sure.
So paleo, what does that mean? That means, you know, lots of good plant-based stuff, 40 to 60% of it raw. Easiest way to do that is a cold-pressed vegetable juice that you could buy down the street if you haven't got time to make it yourself, which is pretty intensive, and some protein in and out and amongst it. You don't have to go nuts, but animal protein is recommended in the way we go about it, and then that covers really kind of, you know, we stay away from dairy. We recommend people stay away from grains, wheat, rye, barley, oats.
And the reason you recommend that is what?
Gluten.
So even if you're not allergic, gluten is not good?
Why not? Let's just start from square one, is what I say.
Okay.
Make it easy.
Yes, because the more complicated,
yeah,
the less likely someone is to actually follow through with it. When we come back, we only have a few minutes left to talk with Bill Quaitman today, but I want to ask him what strikes him the most about the hair analysis test I took and what you might consider doing as a result of what I hope we both learn from that. Again, Bill Quaitman, my guest on Doing What Works today. Advanced BioCell is the company. And after the break, advancedbiocell.com. We'll be right back with Doing What Works.
Trouble with work, relationships, even your health? Help is on the way for Doing What Works.
Welcome back to Doing What Works. I'm your host, Maureen Anderson, and I have never met a handwriting analysis test I didn't take. I don't know what that says about me, but when I found out about a hair analysis test, go ahead, Daryl.
You eat too many bananas. You eat too many bananas.
Oh.
And you feed me bananas, too.
I do. I'm trying to kill you. No. When I found out about a hair analysis test, I wanted one. And the people at Advanced BioCell, you can learn about them at advancedbiocell.com, offered me one. And I thought the least I can do is talk about it on the radio. So there's your disclaimer. We are talking about medical things today. Talk to your doctor before you try anything we're suggesting today. Bill Quaitman is the director of Advanced BioCell. And Bill, I imagine someone like you looks at my charts and just immediately says, okay, this is what's wrong with this person. And what is that about me, would you say? What jumps out at you the most?
Well, it's certainly the most important part is it's not me.
Okay.
What I'm doing is I'm interpreting you.
Right.
That's the best part of this. You're body chemistry is in this chart, and what the lab does is it takes your body chemistry and translates it into English and a report that I can explain to you. So that's the first part that I like. It's not me, it's you. And then the second part that I like is that it's not me, it's you, that wants to change whatever it is you're doing if you want to make a change. So that's where we start. And then, so the most important element is that now you know something that you didn't know before about your nutritional values, your mineral levels, and how they're impacting your health, and that the optimum levels that we want to see for you, that we can see for you, are based on what you do next.
All right. I'm not going to make this easy for you, but if you were me, what would you, if you could only make one change, and this is horribly unfair, but if you could only make one change and you were me, what change would you make?
One change that I'd make is that I'd start thinking differently about what I'm doing.
Please go on.
Yeah, no, I would start thinking differently about what I'm doing. I would start thinking that since I think eating 5 bananas a day is good, I ought to rethink that.
Okay.
That's where I'd start. And then, you know, you want to come to the understanding, really, that to make a change right now in what you're doing is the essence of what you would do to do something differently. And that means you want to address the foundational intake, which gets to be the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and fatty acids. If you can't do all of that, a good thing to do more than anything would be make sure you're taking in the minerals. And the way to do that is you can, at the very simplest of levels, be putting some Celtic sea salt into a quart of water and mixing it up, and then mixing that water with a glass of water. At the other end, you could get some fulvic humic minerals and drink a couple ounces or 4 ounces every single day. And take gobs and gobs of stuff like I do and my friends do. So the gamut is wide.
I take a multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement, as well as 2 baby aspirin, and I split the dose, you know, half in the morning, half in the evening. And that's it. And I cop to being afraid of supplements, and you have approximately 1 minute to try to talk me out of being afraid of any other supplements, if you want.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't talk you out of being afraid of supplements. I can just tell you that what you want for yourself can only be done with supplements if it is long, healthy, joyful, active life.
Oh, man, that's not the answer I wanted.
I know, Maureen. I couldn't. You're too good a person.
You know, this is really a life lesson.
It is.
Because one reason I wanted to have you on the program was to get some answers to some questions, and as with anything worthwhile in life, as I'm learning all over again reading Letters to a Young Poet, it's all I'm getting is more questions.
Yeah, that's right, and you're doing it right. That's what you do. I want to also say everybody's got to read Zero Limits by Joe Vitale. Zero Limits by Joe Vitale. Ho-oh, pono-pono. It could change the world. Give it out to everybody you know. Do it. And you heard it from me. And if you don't like me, I guess it's going to be okay. But I think you will love it.
Bill, it was a lot of fun to have you on the program.
I am so happy we had a chance to chat. Thank you for being interested, Maureen. And call me anytime for anything.
You bet. Learn more at advancedbiocell.com. And that will do it for this edition of Doing What Works.
This broadcast is copyrighted by North Shore Productions. To learn more about the show, you're invited to visit MaureenAnderson.com. You can read Maureen's blog, listen to her podcast, or pass along suggestions for the program. I'm Cindy Weir. Thanks for listening, and tune in again next week for more great advice and inspiration on Doing What Works.